KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky here in Atlantic. It's 20 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy with a chance of flurries this morning and a high of 36. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Police in Council Bluffs this morning arrested a Nebraska man following a chase of a Ford Escape SUV that had been reported stolen from Lincoln, Nebraska on November 27th. Authorities say 25-year-old Bujuk Duboni of Lincoln, Nebraska, was apprehended after the vehicle crashed and a short foot pursuit began. Duboni was charged with theft in the second degree, eluding, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and no driver's license. According to the Council Bluffs Police Department, at around 2:30 this morning, Bluffs Police responded to the area of Highway 92 or Veterans Highway after a broadcast was made that Nebraska law enforcement officers had just terminated the pursuit of a stolen vehicle at the state line on the Veterans Bridge. The vehicle was observed by a Pot County deputy in the area of Highway 92 and Harry Langdon Boulevard. When the deputy attempted to stop the vehicle, it fled westbound on Veterans. The deputy pursued as it proceeded westbound on Veterans Highway. Council Bluffs police joined in the pursuit. The stolen vehicle, after striking the stop sticks, continued driving and eventually stopped after it lost control, drove over a curb, and struck a small tree in the parking lot of Echo Electric on Gifford Road. The driver fled on foot and was apprehended by officers a short time later. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news this morning, sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County report a man was arrested on a trio of charges a little after 1 a.m. today. 48-year-old Mark Douglas Berggren of Red Oak was pulled over near the intersection of 215th Street and K Avenue in Montgomery County. He faces charges that include eluding, driving while revoked, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Berggren was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department reports that at around 11:45 p.m. Thursday, deputies were called to a residence near the intersection of 130th Street and 380th Avenue for a report of a dog that had been shot. Upon arrival, deputies were advised by the homeowner that he let his dogs out at around 11:05 p.m. and heard several gunshots outside of his residence a short time later. The homeowner advised he found blood near the front door of the residence. After a search of the surrounding area, he discovered his dog with a fatal gunshot wound in a field near his residence. Deputies discovered several spent firearm casings near the scene. They're looking to speak to the owner of a dark green Ford Ranger extended cab pickup truck with side steps and large tires that was possibly seen in the area at the time of the shooting. Anyone with information about that incident should contact the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at 712-374-2424. An accident Thursday morning on Highway 71 north of Brayton has claimed the life of a man from Texas. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2017 Dodge Challenger driven by 31-year-old Nathaniel Ray Brockvelt of Elgin, Texas, was traveling north on Highway 71 at around 6:20 a.m. when, for reasons unknown, the vehicle left the road and rolled several times before it hit a tree and came to rest on its roof in a ditch. Brockvelt, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene. The accident remains under investigation. The State Patrol was assisted by the Ottawa County Sheriff's Office, Exira Fire and Rescue, and Brayton Fire, along with the Iowa DOT. A fire that injured an electrical worker forced cancellation of classes at a parochial school in Council Bluffs this week. Authorities say the fire began around 4:30 p.m. Wednesday at St. Albert Catholic School while the man was doing routine maintenance. Assistant Fire Chief Jim Wheat says the man, who was not identified, was taken to an Omaha hospital for treatment. The fire was contained to the electrical equipment. And school activities later Wednesday night were canceled, as well as were classes for Thursday and today. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports two of his officers were assaulted after they responded to a disturbance late Wednesday night. They were called to 515 South 10th Street in lot number 27 at around 11:10 p.m. Wednesday, where an allegedly intoxicated man had bitten a female occupant of the residence, on the leg. Officers located Tyler Shea Sledge inside the home. He is alleged to have resisted officers as he was being placed under arrest for assault causing bodily injury. Shay Sledge also spit on officers while he was being arrested, causing bodily injury and resisting arrest over the other charges. He was being held in Montgomery, the Page County Jail, on $2,000 bond. He was also being held on without bail for an outstanding felony warrant from Nottoway County, Missouri, and that was for failure to appear at a required hearing. Clarinda police were assisted during that incident by deputies of the Page County Sheriff's Office. Reports have been filed with the Page County Attorney's Office for review and the filing of formal charges. In our funeral announcements this morning, Patrick Douglas Farmer, age 45, of Granger, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Patrick Farmer will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Dorothea Paulson, age 98, of Eldridge, died December 1st. Funeral services for Dorothea Paulson will be held today at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Russell Liddell, age 90, of Red Oak and formerly of Elliott, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Red Oak. Funeral services for Russell Liddell will be today at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Reacon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Clarence Boswell, age 92, of Cumberland, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Clarence Boswell will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Peter's United Church of Christ, south of Messina. Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning is in charge of the arrangements. Dale Edwards, age 93, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Dale Edwards will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Arnold Carney, age 71, of Oakland, died Wednesday. A graveside service for Arnold Carney will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland, with a lunch at the Oakland Christian Church to follow. Regan V. Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Deborah Bagshaw, age 43, of Messina, died Thursday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Deborah Bagshaw are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Our news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.